Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of The DVC Show, coming to you from the Bob Varley Studio in Orlando, Florida. I'm your host, Pete Werner, joined at the table this week by my good friends, Jody Gross.
Hi.
Paul Krieger.
Hey, everybody.
Amy Krieger.
Hello.
Back in the production nook, our producer, who it may or may not be on camera, I'm not sure. He's not. Craig Williams is back there, along with John Sicari, who's learning how to use the equipment. So, welcome, folks. Hope your week is off to a good start. Before we get into our show for today, just a reminder that our DVC content is brought to you by the world of DVC, which includes the people sitting around the table again. DVC Resale Market, where Jody works, where you can buy a resale contract for Disney Vacation Club, DVCRentalStore.com if you're interested in trying DVC before you buy, or if you have points that you want to rent out. Mr. Paul Krieger, coming from DVC Rental Store. And, of course, my favorite, the crack dealers of the DVC world, MoneraFinancial.com, where Amy works. They make it incredibly, ridiculously, stupidly easy to finance your next DVC resale purchase. So please, if you like our content, show your support and support our sponsors. Today, we are going to talk about a topic that is near and dear to my heart. If you have been watching these shows from the beginning, you know I am painfully afflicted with this particular condition, addicted as well. Add-on-itis, the struggle is real. And I can speak from experience on add-on-itis. My first contract was 270 points. And while I'm not going to go into details on how many I have now, it's a lot more than that. And the number of times I have said, okay, that's it. That's it. I'm done. I'm good.
Yeah, that sounds familiar.
Yeah. We hear that a lot.
I think a lot of us are in that boat, and we see it in the DVC, you know, fan Facebook group. You know, that group's like 20-something thousand people, which is a lot of people, but it's still a small chunk of the membership. And in that group, it's just constant people, you know, adding on, you know, waiting for Rofer.
I'm definitely not alone here. I know I'm not alone. Yeah. But I am your queen. because I literally just bought another Riviera contract last week. And, you know, I've realized that add-on-itis comes in phases. There's the initial, the first touch of add-on-itis. Once you buy your first contract and realize, I don't have nearly enough points. Once you start, you get your contract, you start using it, you start booking vacations and realize, I'm already out of points. And, you know, hey, I really want to be able to do this vacation or that vacation or do this or do that. And so you start hunting down other contracts. And you'll usually start out by looking at, you know, smaller contracts. Oh, I'm going to be reasonable about this.
Yeah.
And that goes out the window because, you know, start, let me just look for a 50-point Bay Lake Tower. Turns into a 250-point Bay Lake Tower before long. Then there's the, okay, I've got points, but I keep running out. I keep running out. This is what I keep running into, is that, you know, I'm using them. And now, granted, my situation's a little different because, you know, we did, for example, we did the 3D tours of all the different room types that you can find on dvcfan.com. Just look at the menu for room tours. And we have these 3D walkthroughs. You can literally walk through these units, and it's really cool. But I needed to burn points to book those rooms to be able to do that. Plus, you know, family coming into town. I want to stay on site, which happens a lot less often than you'd think. And the points burn up. And I'm saying to myself, if I'm using them this regularly, I need more points.
Yep.
I need more points. And I'm just noticing, I thought that, you know, maybe it was the initial high of becoming a member. Well, I'm past that. I'm past that. And like I said, I just bought another contract. I just bought another contract. I actually bought two. One at Saratoga, one at Riviera. But I don't know. I think, you know, we talk about Adonitis. We love Adonitis. It's an affliction we are happy to have.
Yeah.
You know? What do you guys think? What do you think, Paul?
It's
because you've been hit by the bug.
Yeah, a little bit. Well, recently too.
Yeah, Grand Californian, you weren't messing around.
Well, that was more Amy than myself. We had an agreement. I get a certain car, she gets a contract, and she wasted no time on that contract.
Yeah.
Nothing to say. No, I think it is something where, you know, you keep looking at your points, you keep enjoying going back, experiencing these resorts, and you want to just keep going back and you want to be able to use your points. And for me also, it's something that's easily justifiable, you know, especially when you look at the value of your contracts. And I know you know this because, I mean, you've sold some. And so you realize, you know, these things appreciate in value. So if you would have to offload them at any point, you're going to probably make money on the deal. You know,
and I did.
Yeah.
I did. I sold contracts that I just bought a year and a half ago. Yep. And, you know, and that's the other way I justify it. Well, I sold a contract so that I could either upgrade or switch home resorts or something like that. Whatever excuse. Look, I'm a recovering alcoholic and drug addict. I'm the king of justifying addictions, okay? You should have seen me in my addiction, the way I justified drinking like a fish. I had a million reasons why it was perfectly okay. Perfectly okay. So, you know, I've just switched. And look, if I'm going to have an addiction, let it be this. Let it be this.
Yeah, yeah. Healthier.
This is a lot healthier yes. of an addiction.
Well, and look at, I mean, for me, it's something also where I look at like my investments, my 401k and all of that stuff. And, you know, I'm sure that everyone's like myself right now where it's like those things are tanking to a certain degree. So, you know, what's a better investment of my money? Now, I'm not telling everyone go out and drain your 401k into DVC. Please don't.
Yeah,
do that.
I need to. since the investment word is being brought up, I need to say this seriously. We are not financial experts.
Yep.
So do not pay attention to anything we say about that because we're stupid and we don't know what we're talking about. Talk to your own financial advisor to make decisions that are right for you.
Okay, so that being said, I've even considered at times, like, could I buy a 200-point Bay Lake Tower contract and rent out those points, and would that be, you know, good for me? Now, the problem is Amy and I have that conversation, and then it's like, oh, but I could use those 200 Bay Lake Tower points,
Amen.
And I could go stay there, and I could do this and do that. But, you know, truthfully, at the end of the day, you know, I do look at, you know, the points we have with Disney Vacation Club, we love using them, and there will never be enough. And we're already rationalizing 5 years down the road as new resorts come on sale. Okay, this one will be paid off by this date, and then we can go with this one, and then we can do that. And so,
but probably nobody at the table is better able to speak to Adonitis from a slightly different perspective than Jody is, because I mean, you were a DVC guide.
Yes.
You now work for DVC Resale Market. So you're kind of the drug dealer.
Damn. I know. I actually have some clients. I'm like, you just say the safe word and tell me when you need me to when you need me to cut you off. And you guys know who you are, my certain people, because they're just every month and they're like, no, this is the last one. They're probably the same ones you see on, you know, all of our group pages and stuff, DVC fan. And then I'm like, yeah, I think I just read a comment where you said you were done, but you know, then an offer comes through. But I mean, to everybody's point here, it's a good value if you use it. And a lot of my members are finding that they are purchasing this to, and then renting out points to help offset the cost, which is it's kind of a smart way to do it. And, you know, if they need extra points one year, they just don't rent them out that year. So there's a million different reasons why people add on, but I do find that they're like you, where they start small and then they, you know, buy 50 and then another 50. And I just had one of my other members buy 50 and then like 2 weeks later bought another 50. And I said, you know, it would have been a little more economical if you just bought 100, you know, but you know, people love it. And yes, see, they can sell it later. And most of the time, yes, we're not financial experts, but most of the time they can make their money back easily.
And you see, and here is the exact example of what I was saying about justification. You're talking about it would have been more economical to buy the 100 point. I'm like, but those 50s are going to be easier to sell when you want to upgrade.
True, true.
And you, because that's how my head works. It's like, oh, you know, I don't think about selling to get out of DVC. I think about selling to get more points.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Because, come on, there is that bump. That bump you get when your points get loaded into your account. And you go log on and you see those points sitting there and you start itching.
Yeah. Where to next? Yeah.
Yeah. I just like, I felt that when we had our offer accepted for the Grand Cal contract that we just bought, like I was like, Paul, I can't sleep. Like I'm so excited about it. And that was the longest we had gone since we originally bought in without purchasing a new contract. I think the last one we bought was in 2019, right?
Mm-hmm. Boardwalk. Yep.
And so we went a couple years, which I'm proud of, but I forgot how exciting, you know, that feeling is.
It really is. And that feeling is addictive. And that feeling lives at the heart of add-on-itis.
Yes, for sure.
That, because, you know, all addictions have to have a bump. You got to have a bump, and that's the bump.
You log into your member dashboard, and now that picture of that new resort that you just purchased is on the front and center homepage of your member dashboard.
And I log into my member dashboard like every 15 minutes right now, because any day they're going to load the Riviera points, the Saratoga points, and so I keep logging in to look to see if they loaded those points. And I'm not kidding. I probably check 4 or 5 times a day.
Yeah. You're not alone. A lot of folks do that.
We just said this in one of our newer DVC 101 episodes, but you know, that time between when your contract closes and your points load into your account, that's when you plan how to use all of your points, and then you use them on day one, and then you need more on day two.
That's true.
Exactly.
Yeah. Do you, Jody, do you see right now, this is something that I've wondered, is that because of the borrowing restriction that we still have of 50%, do you see a lot of families adding on because what they previously thought were going to be enough points, now they don't have those?
I have seen that some, yes. That's definitely a factor. Okay. And I don't know how much longer the borrowing...
I have a feeling that's going away soon.
I have no
information to support that. But I just have this feeling that it's going away soon. When? I'm not sure. Right. But I'd be very, very surprised if the fall comes and we still have these borrowing restrictions.
Yeah. I've said for a year or more now that if it goes away, it's going to go away probably to coincide with once we're outside of that 18-month period for the 50th anniversary celebration. So we're going to be coming up on that. It would be July-ish, I think it is, June, July of this year. So we're a couple months out from when we would be booking in the 11-month window outside of the 50th. So I think if it goes away, that's a logical time for it to do so. But it doesn't have to go away. So it'll be interesting because that's been a big selling point for, I mean, Disney Vacation Club for many years, especially Direct. Like that's one of the things you sell on is 100% you can borrow your points from the next year and you can bank points from this year. Like that's just a whole big part that brings value to the program.
That borrowing restriction has saved me from just completely using all my points.
Gutting them all.
But I wonder, you know, the current market we're in, we're recording this in May of 2022. And we're in a severe buyer's market right now with DVC. And I wonder, is that making it more attractive for people to add on contracts? Because now you can negotiate more than you were able to before. For those not familiar with what a buyer's market means, usually means there are more sellers than there are buyers. So buyers are in a position, and there are a lot of contracts on the market right now. We're doing another show on that. Be coming up in the next couple weeks. But that doesn't help me. Knowing that, hey, it's a buyer's market, I can maybe do a little negotiating, maybe get a few few points, a few dollars off a contract.
That's true. I mean, I just had someone today, actually yesterday, buy a contract. He was originally looking for about 150 points, but a newly reduced 300-point Alani made it to the market, and he said, I can't pass up that price. It's way more than what I was looking for, obviously double. But, you know, at that price, I got to get it. And I said, well, I'm happy to help you get that Alani contract.
Oh, especially Alani. Well, and that Alani really, you know, the trip I took in March – really didn't help. It was such an incredible vacation with my family and making the decision that that's something I want to do every year. And that was, not, you know, I had a grand villa and a two bedroom.
Nice.
So those were some points. And I'm like, well, if I'm going to use all those points every year, you know, I've got to compensate somewhere else. And that led me to buy another contract.
Yeah. Makes sense.
And I find creative ways to use the points, and then I've got to buy more points to find more creative ways. It's a vicious circle. But I love it.
I think for us, a lot of it too is wanting to have that home resort window at different resorts. And so, because sometimes booking can be a little competitive, you know, especially at
really?
Especially at Grand Cal. But that was a big source of add-on-itis for us, is just getting different contracts at different, you know, at a variety of resorts that we wanted that special home resort window for. And we see that a lot, you know, a lot of people doing that as well. But yeah, for us, and something else is that, you know, there is like a certain level of pride, I think, with owning a piece of a resort that you love. We have in our house, we have like artwork. I think it's Larry Dodson. He's a Disney artist.
I love Larry Dodson stuff.
Yes. I love his resort renderings. And so we have bought one for each of our home resorts. And, you know, we had them framed and we hung, you know, hang them in our house. And so you have that certain level of pride of, you know, I own a piece of this resort that I love so much. And it makes you want to add more. And I think that we have some more wall space. So
that's why I ended up. It's why I ended up with now two Alani, yes, but Riviera contracts. We talked before Riviera opened, we talked about, you know, it was going to be, not, I didn't think the resort was going to be terrible, but I thought the restrictions were going to destroy the resale market on it.
Right. We did too.
And it has depressed the price. You know, they're going for about 140, 145 a point.
Yep.
You take a look at where the Grand is.
Right. But it's better than I originally thought. We thought it was going to be pennies on the dollar kind of a thing.
Right.
So it's held up better than expected, but still.
But I fell madly in love with the resort. And I bought because of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I bought because of that. And I'm sure it's not lost on DVC that I trashed that restriction, and here I am buying the points.
It would really be a fun statistic, I think, to know how many members over the lifetime of their membership have added on. Because, like, sitting here in these shoes, like, thinking back to our first purchase at Animal Kingdom Lodge, like, I couldn't imagine if that were the only points that I still had.
Right.
No. Like, it's unfathomable. Like, we would never have been able to go on as many vacations as we did. And truthfully, like, even when you try to do the math and plan, like, how many points do I think I'm going to need as a new member? 9 times out of 10, it's not right, because now you have Disney Vacation Club and you want to go every other week. So, like,
And it's even worse when you live here, when you live in Orlando.
Yeah.
You know, because, you know, I'm part owner and moving to Orlando, a real estate business for Disney fans who want to move to Orlando to be closer to the parks, movingtoorlando.com. And we get a lot of DVC members as clients.
Yep.
And I was talking to one a couple weeks ago who said, I thought I was going to sell my DVC. I just added another contract.
Because
when you live here, it's a different, you have a different interaction.
Yeah.
That whole idea of, oh, you know, what's available? Oh, look, there's a one bedroom at Copper Creek available next Friday. Let's do a long weekend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's not hyperbole. I can't tell you the number of times I've done that. So that's, you know.
Oh, yeah.
That makes the add-on-itis even worse.
Yeah. We've lived here, 6 months now? Mm-hmm. And we did a weekend for his birthday. We stayed twice, I think, for Moonlight Magic. We have, you know, two more single-day reservations coming up. It's just so many things that it's like, oh, Halloween party. Let's grab a night.
Did it.
You know what I mean? So we don't have to drive home. Yeah.
Food and wine. Mm-hmm. If you're having a few drinks over there.
Food and wine.
You just want to stumble your way back to Beach Club or Boardwalk, you can do that. You know, you don't have to drive for us locals. So,
and I will say, you know, there's so many people that say that, like, we're going down a whole other rabbit hole right now, but it's like, so many people say, like, the magic's going to be lost and stuff like that. But, you know, we like Amy said, we just went to Beach Club for 2 nights for my birthday, and it was just as amazing of a vacation as we would if we were still coming from West Virginia. And it's just, you know, just being on property, really getting to explore the resorts. We've talked about that before. Like, you don't have to go into the parks to have fun. There's so much to do in these Disney Vacation Club resorts themselves. Or you can just sit on your balcony and enjoy the day because you're in Florida. It's beautiful. And, you know, you're in the Polynesian or you're at the Riviera and, you know, all of those things. It's just, yeah, we don't have enough points.
No. And then DVC does this thing where once in a while they'll upgrade you from a studio to a one bedroom, and then you're like, oh, man.
Yeah, need that all the time now, a one bedroom instead of a studio.
And so this is also why I call Monera the crack dealer of the DVC world, because, you know, you get this add-on-itis, and Monera makes it so easy to finance that purchase. I mean, there's no credit check. There's this, you know, like I said, their tagline is, here. You need money? Yeah, here. That's what Amy does all day.
We love our repeat buyers. So we have a lot of repeat over there. Yeah.
Yep. I've got more than a couple of contracts with Monera. So we could go on and on talking about this, but we've got to limit how long these shows are. But, if you have add-on-itis, then by all means, please check out dvcresalemarket.com. Jody would be more than happy to help support your addiction. You can visit monerafinancial.com. Amy would be more than happy to help you support your addiction. And when you buy your points, if you want to rent them out, Paul would be more than happy to help with that. So that is going to do it for this episode of our show. We hope you enjoyed it. We'll see you again next week with another episode of The DVC Show. Have a great week, folks.